I'll just introduce us to what God is saying to us as the church. Are you ready to be His bride? And if God will permit, we'll look further deeper into this in our Bible study on Thursdays throughout this month, and also every Sunday. In the book of Revelation and chapter 19, I'll just read verse 6 and 7. Just an intro today. Are you ready to be His bride? Are you ready? I sense that's a question that God is asking each one of us at this time. We are His bride. You are the bride of Christ. There's a song we sing from that verse 6 and 7 of Revelation chapter 19. John was taken to the Isle of Patmos and he began to see what God was showing him. And he was now describing in this book of Revelation what God was showing him. He said, and I heard, verse 6, as it were, the voice of a great multitude and the voice of many waters. And as the voice of mighty thunderings saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. And verse 7 says, let us rejoice and be glad and give honor. The King James says honor. Another version says give glory to Him. It says, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and His bride, His wife, has made herself ready. You will never see a marriage ceremony take place without the bride being decked, clothed in a wedding gown and brought in for the marriage ceremony. The ceremony is halted until the bride walks in. Without the bride being ready, no ceremony. Now, the groom is always there waiting. The groom is ready. But at times, the bride might not be ready. I believe the Spirit of God is asking, are we ready? Are you clothed? Are you in the right garment? Are you ready to meet Jesus? I'm not talking about just in eternity, but right here, while we're still living, are you ready to meet? He's ready, He's willing, He's wooing us. You know, the groom is the one who goes looking for a bride. He's done everything to woo, to try and talk to us, to be nice, to show us His goodness, show us His mercy. But are we ready for that marriage so that we can be joined to Him, live with Him, be under His covering as our head? I'm just saying this, if you do not know the Lord Jesus, He's actually waiting for you. What do you need to be ready? Just surrender. Just come to Him. He says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. He's not saying come to me because you're good. No, come to me because I know you are stressed. Come to me because I know there are issues. Come to me and I will give you rest. Are you ready? What you only need to be ready is a contrite heart, a repentant heart, a heart that says, here am I, Lord. Please. Let's just bow our heads right now. And what is the Spirit of God saying to you? Are you ready? In the course of this study, we'll be seeing how the groom and some brides were ready, but the groom did not take the bride. It's possible. Because if you're not ready, the groom can as well go and pick another wife. Are you ready? Just say, Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender my heart to you. Yes, I'm having issues. I'm having stress. I don't know you. I want to know you. Just take this moment. Lord, take my hand. It's ready to lead you in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. Just surrender to him. Don't withhold anything, like that song says. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Just surrender. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. My life. I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. If you surrender, he will receive you. He will not cast you away. And Father, thank you for reaching out to everyone. Thank you. For those who are ready, lift them up. You are the one who takes the beggar out of a dunghill. You still make beggars to sit among princes. You wash those with filthy garments. You make us, by the blood of Jesus, white as snow. I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance right now. With the simplicity of this word, thank you for healing and delivering us from that which can destroy us. We are your bride, and we are ready for you. Thank you for accepting us in the beloved. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.